Who is still there? You were talking about Tahir, huh? Now tell me straight, has something happened to him?
No, Father.
So why are you panicking? What's going on? Why didn't Tahir show up? Why is he still at home? Spit it out!
Tahir took some girl home.
What did he do?
The girl's there now, with Tahir.
Who told you this?
Anis. She said she saw it with her own two eyes.
That stupid, foolish kid! You go get the keys to my car.
Okay.
What's wrong, Mr. Sauber?
Nothing. Pass them over.
So is this what my sons really deserve? My own sons! This is why he embarrassed me in front of the doctor. What for?
You're driving too fast, Father. Slow down, please. We'll get into an accident, God forbid.
If you're afraid, grab the handle over there.
Get going, kid. Hurry up. Put the crates over there.
Hello, Mash Safar.
Why, hello, Mr. Safai. How have you been doing?
Mash Safar, give this to Mr. Safai.
All right, I will.
I made a mistake, and now I'm stuck. I don't know what to do.
God forbid. What happened, Safai?
What can I say? My sister Sabar's wife called.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I think she's setting Tahir up.
No way. Forget it, Safai. I can assure you that Mr. Ferdows loves Tahir. And I wouldn't blame him. That kid is pretty close to perfect. The opposite of Saber, a fellow I will never warm up to. Tahir is as sweet as honey. No one can possibly make him look bad in Mr. Ferdows' eyes.
But I think this time it'll work. It will.
What do you mean?
I don't know. He's young, you know. He's probably screwed up. You know how kids are these days.
What
well,
happened?
Between you and me, he's taken a girl home with him.
No way, Safai. Not a chance. No way. That kid's as handsome and virtuous as Prophet Joseph. What you heard can't be right.
No, that's simply not possible. My sister wouldn't lie. Mr. Ferdows was a time bomb about to explode when he jetted out of here and he went straight home.
Really?
I'm just so worried. I don't know what to do.
Well, you could call him, can you?
Yeah, that's a good idea. But I can't call from there. Can I call from here?
Come on, come
Thanks
in.
So
you
much.
Can use
Thanks
the office.
So it's for a good cause, you know.
No problem. Follow me. What happened?
It's busy.
It's always busy.
I only told Saber, and he'll tell us that if he wants to. I only told Saber about it, and I did nothing wrong. He's my husband, and he has a right to know what goes on in the house where his wife and child lives.
Damn this indecency and shamelessness! What is going on in this world? Damn it all! We were always told that the home is the place for decency just like the mosque. Look how decency is kept in the house.
Be careful, please. Please, slow down just a little bit, Father, please.
Stop whining already!
Who? Oh, no, his mother has gone to visit a friend. All right, fine, Mom, I gotta go.
It's busy.
It's busy? Are you positive that Mr. Ferdows went home?
What are you saying, Mash Safal?
people.
I'm telling you, it was like he lost his mind.
Oh, God.
Tahir was supposed to be here. He kept waiting for him to show up. And you know, when Sabra told him this, his blood boiled. His eyes were bulging like this.
I'm really worried it'll turn out really bad for that kid. Very well. Try calling again. And again, it's important that we get through to him.
I'm not gonna let him get caught up with a bunch of lowlifes. I'll kill him if I have to. I'm not gonna let him be wasted.
Father?
And I am not gonna let him repeat your mistakes.
Oh, Father.
Oh, shut up. If you say Father one more time, I'm gonna kick you to the curb like a stray cat.
It's not my fault, Father. Please be careful, Father.
I'm sorry, Muhammad. Sorry. I should go call my father and let him know I'm running late. Sorry.
Goodbye.
It's ringing.
What's happening?
No one is answering.
I'll get it, sister-in-law. Hello?
He picked up.
We'll speak. Talk to him.
Hello?
Yes?
Is that you, Mr. Tahir?
Yes, who's calling?
I'm Safi.
Mr. Tahir, please listen to me for a moment. You know, Mr. Farrows doesn't know I'm calling.
What's wrong? Has something happened to my father?
No, he's fine. Let me tell you what's going on.
Okay, tell me then.
Somebody has informed Mr. Ferdows that I'm so sorry for saying this to you, you know, but somebody has told him something that's really pissed him off. And he's coming home now, so listen to...
Mr. Tahir?
Who are you?
I'm Safar, the security man.
Oh, how are you, Max Safar? You all right? I was going to call the market just now to speak to my father. Do you have something to say?
Someone has told Mr. Ferdows that...
Told what?
Someone told Mr. Ferdows that you have brought a girl home. He got so angry that he flew home at the
speed of light. You know what you need to do.
Do it now.
All right, thanks.
What's wrong?
My father's coming. Someone told him a girl is here. We gotta get out of here quick.
Oh my God, what should we
do? Come on, hurry. Come on. Let's go. Get down. Come on.
Okay, all right. I'm opening the door, Father.
Get down. Stay down. Get up, let's go. Hurry, come on.
Ah!
Muhammad, what's wrong? Get up.
Ow!
Ah! Come on, let's get out of here.
Tahir!
Oh no. You can't see it here. We gotta hide.
Let's go up there.
Tahir! Ati!
No, she's not back yet. No, Mr. Ferdows,
we can't. Should we do?
Should we hide behind that tree?
Yeah, hurry up, let's go. Go. Stay there and hide.
Where is Tahir?
He's in Gholam Ali's room.
Father!
You wait right here!
Where to?
I want to.
You don't need to go see anything.
All right, whatever, calm down.
Hello, Father.
Get out of the way!
What are you talking about?
Tell me, was someone in that room today?
Yes, Father.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't give me that innocent face.
I promise you, Father, it's not what you think.
You brought a dirty street girl, a dirty girl into my own house, where your family lives under your mother's nose. Is that nothing to you? Is that nothing? Is that nothing?
She's not some street girl, Father. She's really not like that at all. If you just
She's
give me...
not? Then what is she doing in my house? What is she doing with a stranger behind closed doors, then? I know all about people like that, kid. You have no idea. What do you know? They reel in guys like you. The minute they see a guy who's well-off and good-looking, they reel him in like a fish on a hook. They use their eyes and their voices. The way they act, then you're really going to be in deep trouble. Really big trouble.
Listen, Father,
Look here. You'll have to go to court so many times you'll wear your shoes out. You'll have to pay millions and millions in bribes. And in the end, you'll have to pay with your dignity, too. You've embarrassed me by mixing with those kind of people. I have told you. Didn't I tell you? Today was one of those days which could have set up our entire future. But you set fire to all of my plans and jeopardized your future as well.
Please listen to me for a minute. I just...
That's enough from you! Have the decency to shut your mouth once and for all! Oh, God. The day you granted in your mercy, decency, and intelligence, the whole of the world stood in line. And my kids were fast asleep. Just my luck.
Hey, what's going on here? The entire neighborhood can hear you. Whatever will people think? What's going on here?
What's wrong? Ask your little prince. He's the apple of your eye. He's playing cat and mouse. He's like a child. He hears a mouse in Golamali's room, so he takes a cat and throws it in there to take care of him. Ask him what's going on, will you?
What do you mean? Wait, what happened? I said what happened?
Mother, please don't get involved. My brain cannot handle all of this. Go, go. Father's gonna have a heart attack. You should go and calm him down.
You mean you're not gonna
tell me? No, Mom, don't insist anymore. Nothing's wrong. Everything is fine. Go. Come on, go, Mom. Mohammed, don't go out till I tell you to.
Okay.
Tahir? Please don't look at me like that. I know it's all my fault. I told Saber. But I swear I had nothing to do with the rest. Saber made a big fuss of it all. He called to see if you'd left the house or not. I told him it seemed like you had a guest. I'm sorry. Please forgive me.
It's okay, it's fine.
You're not coming inside?
I think it's best if I stay outside for a while with your permission. You know what I mean?
Then I'll see you later.
Okay, get out of here. Come on, Mohammed. Get in and close the door. Hurry, Muhammad.
If you keep stressing yourself out like this, God forbid you'll have a breakdown. Even young kids are having heart attacks now. Please, Ferdows, have some of this. Go ahead.
I'm not gonna have a heart attack, Eddie. I am gonna die of embarrassment. I've never been so embarrassed. Honor is not something you go and buy. Some people have it and others don't have it. And I always thought that my kids had honor.
Drink some of this. You'll feel much better. Please drink some of this for me. Go ahead. What happened? Tell me what happened.
I kept telling you to let me take this kid with me here and there so he could learn the ropes of the business, to learn the world is a jungle, that before he knows it, they'll eat him alive. What did you do? You kept encouraging him to take that test. What is that stupid test?
You mean for university?
Yeah, that one. I told you to let him be by my side for a while, so that he could learn he's got to be a lion in order to make it in this world. But you didn't listen.
I don't want my son to become a lion.
You don't, huh?
Of course not.
Fine, then. Then here you are. This is what you deserve. You truly deserve that a strange girl who comes from God knows where snatches your son and comes into the privacy of our home.
A girl? What girl do you mean? What are you talking about, Ferdows?
You wanted a lamb, Ati. Your lamb has been eaten up.
So, where are you taking me to?
I don't have a clue, Muhammad. What is it? Are you in pain?
No, it's nothing. Someone will see us like this. What's wrong?
Nothing. Let's all go to Safar.
Who's Safar?
The guy who called and said my father was on the way. I'm thinking if he was kind enough to tip me off, then he must be kind enough to hide you for a few days. I think he will, don't you think?
Come here, leave it there. That's enough. Get going now. Come on, everybody. Goodbye, Hajj Mahmud. Get going.
Goodbye.
Hurry up.
Goodbye.
I want to shut the door.
Take care.
Let's go. Come on.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. What's wrong with you? We're already closed. Don't you know what closed means? Don't you have any...
Hi, Mash Safar.
Hello, Tahir. It's you. What's going on, son?
Would you be kind enough to open the door for us?
Sorry, there's no space here. Let me put this pillow behind
you. Thank you very much.
I'll go and prepare some tea for you. Just let me wash these cups.
So what do you say, Mash Safar?
I really don't know what to tell you.
You can say no. I won't be upset if you do. Trust me, I'll understand.
You can trust me that I would never say no to you. Honestly, when Safai said to me, that they called from the house, and they informed me that she was with you, I couldn't believe my ears. I thought, no way, Tahir isn't that kind of man at all. But what you're asking from me, I'm not sure I can do it.
Don't worry about it. We'll rest here for a few minutes, and then I promise you we'll be out of your hair.
Where are you gonna go? Let me bring you some tea first.
No need, thank you. It's okay, really.
No need. Can't you see your friends are tired? The tea is fresh. I'll pour it for you. Mr. Taher, come here. I remember you told me you didn't want to tell me why your friend is on the run. Mind if I ask you something?
Sure, Mash Safar.
Your friend isn't into drugs, that kind of stuff, right?
No, Mash Safar.
And he hasn't gone into a knife fight or anything?
No, man.
So why is he a runaway? I don't get it. He doesn't look like a thief to me, so what is he running away from?
He does look like one, but no, he's not a thief. I promise you.
Yes, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it, yeah. I'm pretty smart, you know. Do you owe money?
Yeah, of course, he does. And he owes me a lot of money, too. A lot of money.
I'll keep him here, then.
Seriously, Mash Safar?
Yeah, I'll keep him here.
Thank you so
much. I'll take care of him as if he were my own son. Any friend of Tahir is a friend of mine. If you stay here a few days with me, I'm sure he will settle your debt. You will, won't you, Tahir?
Yes, of course.
He's a good man. He's such a gentleman. You can always count on him. He'll help you out no matter what. I'm sure of it. I know it. Don't worry, let me bring you some tea.
But Mash Safar.
Uh-huh.
I don't want anyone to find out about this, especially not Sabir and my father.
You know you didn't need to tell me that, Tahir. I can promise you that no one will find out about this. Don't worry about it. Will you let me bring you some tea or what?
Thank you.
Listen, Tahir. I unlocked the door. You can go.
Thanks for the tea, Mash Safar. Let's go, Mr. Taish. We should really go now. I'll go drop Mr. Taish off and come back. Is that okay?
Well, you take care of yourself, okay?
So I don't need to worry, right? Do all you can for my friend.
Don't worry about it. I promise I'll take care of him as if he were my own kid. Get going.
Muhammad, I'll see you later. Goodbye, my friend. What happened now? What's with the long face? Why are you feeling down?
I've caused you so much trouble.
No, man, don't worry about it. You're trouble, dead or alive, you know that. Goodbye, my friend.
Ow, ow, ow!
What is it, man? What's wrong with you?
Ah, ow!
What's wrong? Why are you moaning?
You know, Mash Safar, my father showed up when we were leaving the house and Muhammad fell. He hurt his arm. He says he pulled a muscle or something.
Let me see.
Ow, ah, ah!
No, it's nothing, Mash Safar.
It's nothing? I want to see whatever it is.
Ah! Ow!
Stop moaning. You're a young man.
All right, fine,
you
man,
called
fine,
this
man.
A pulled
I don't
muscle?
Know. He's the one saying he pulled it.
This is either broken or displaced, Tahir.
Oh, no. What are we going to do now, then?
No choice. You got to take him to a clinic.
Mash Safar, what are you saying?
No.
How am I supposed to take him to the clinic? You'll
you
be all right. Don't worry.
You take care of your business. And I'll see what I can do. Don't worry about it.
Fine, I'll be back soon, Muhammad, okay?
Run along, get going.
Mr. Taish, we need to go now. Mr. Taish, let's go. We have to hurry. Can you please come?
Go, Sir Taish. Go.
After you.
Tahir!
Yeah, what is it?
Take the key with you. That way you don't have to knock when you come back. Now go.
Thanks so much, Marsafar.
Ah! Ow, ow, ow! What's with you? You're groaning again.
I'll be back soon, all right?
Mohammed isn't doing well at all.
You mean his arm?
No, he himself. Not at all.
You know, Miss Naderi, we're in a war. And Mohammed isn't a volunteer, he's what you call a conscript. And they don't call this draft dodging. They call this running away from the battlefield. These two things are very different.
Forgive me, I took up your entire day. I feel bad about that.
Nah, it was nothing important.
Did you have a business meeting, or...?
No. A potential marriage meeting.
Oh, I'm so sorry, that's awful.
Nah, it was the only good thing that came out of everything bad that happened today. You see, my father has approved of her father, and so I'm supposed to approve of her, you know what I mean? The fact that it fell apart is a blessing. I owe you one for that. It actually made me feel very happy. Miss Itayesh?
Yes?
I think I owe you something else as well.
What is it?
I owe you an apology for the things my father said.
I wouldn't blame your father for that. My father would react the same way if something like that would happen in our home.
You know what the problem was? The problem was that I couldn't explain what really happened. I just couldn't find a way.
Yes, of course, I understand.
You know, I couldn't tell my father that the girl that was there was nothing like the things he imagined.
Thank you. Can you just stop up there? Would that be okay?
Yes, of course.
Thank you for keeping me informed about Mohammed. I really appreciate it.
Of course. I'll get in touch with you tomorrow, okay?
Take care of him. It's as if you are the only one he has besides God.
Hello, son.
What are you doing to him? What's that?
Ow!
I mean, you really think that it's gonna work like that or something?
Don't use that tongue too much. You'll tire yourself out. Instead of just standing there, come over here and grab hold of his shoulders.
Okay.
Ow! Ow! What is it? Why are you so worried? I'm not doing anything. I'm just massaging your arm. Does it hurt?
No.
Sarayesh, bring the food, my girl.
Here you go.
I swear to God, Mahmoud, I knew since last night that you couldn't take it. I even told Sarayesh, didn't I, Sarayesh?
Yes, you did, Mom.
You did the right thing, not letting him leave feeling heartbroken.
Certain things are obligations. But when you have an obligation to something, you must follow through with it. The consequences aren't important. And obligations are not just for man either. Or just for defending your homeland in war. It's a part of your everyday life. There are some obligations you must carry out each day. And you can only rest your head comfortably at night when you know that you've done your best.
So you're going to sleep well tonight?
Yes. Tonight I'll be at peace. I will sleep well. I tried my best not to let my fatherly affection get in the way. When I slapped him across the face, it nearly broke my heart. But it was my obligation. I had to do it so that he'd learn, so he'd wake up, and that's what happened. And in the end, he turned himself in this morning. Thank you for the meal. It's really delicious.
No problem.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر.
How is he feeling?
His fever is still high.
He'll get better, God willing. Don't worry, trust in God. God is merciful.
I sure hope so. Thank you, Mashsafar. You're too kind.
Is he awake?
No, he's still asleep.
Go ahead, go wake him up. The kid is weak. He needs something to eat.
Yeah, all right, sure I will. Muhammad, wake up. Have some breakfast. Get up. Watch your arm. Get up.
Ah.
Easy now. Give it to me, Mashsafar. Eat up. Go ahead.
Come on, eat. Just take a few bites. You have to regain your strength.
Were you here last night?
No.
He was here until late at night and was already back early this morning.
I have caused you so much trouble.
Aw.
Go ahead and eat your breakfast. I told your sister I'd take care of you, so eat up.
She must really be angry with me.
If you eat your food and stay alive, you'll make your sister happy. Here.
I'm going to get the door.
Hello, Mrs.
Hello,
Naderi.
Mrs. Naderi.
Hello, Mrs. Naderi. Is Mr. Naderi at home?
Yes. Please come in.
No, thank you. Could you ask him to come to the door for a moment?
Mahmoud! Mahmoud! It's for you, Mahmoud.
Who is it?
Hajj Nusrat.
You should have invited him in.
I did, but he won't. He says he needs to see you.
What's going on?
Hello, Hajj Nusrat. Hello. Won't you come in?
Hello.
He hasn't turned himself in.
Mohammed?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
What is it, Mahmoud?
What's the matter, father? Is anything wrong?
Oh, dear God, Mahmoud. What is it? Tell me. You're scaring me. Why won't you tell me?
Nargis. Muhammad didn't turn himself in. He didn't even show up at the barracks. This is the arrest warrant.
Oh, dear God.
It's all over for us.
Take these, Mother. Nothing bad has happened to him, Mom, I swear it. He just didn't go to the barracks.
Something will happen to him. It will. Didn't you see that they warned him? They summoned him. And what if they find him tomorrow? Isn't there anything you can do?
There's nothing anyone can do for him anymore. When they catch him, it'll be only him on his own against the law. I did everything that I could so that this wouldn't happen.
Oh, God.
Hello? It's your sister. Talk to her. Sorry, I called to tell you Muhammad is fine. Don't worry about him. He's okay. I'm taking good care of him.
But over here, nobody's okay.
Have they found out?
They came to arrest him this morning.
They even brought a warrant with them.
They were both hysterical. Mr. Tahir?
Yes?
Can I please meet you today sometime?
You wanna meet me?
It's important.
Yeah, okay. Sure, I'll meet you today. Do you want me to come to your street?
No.
Will you be able to leave your house? Yes, yes. Yes, of course, I know it. Yes. After that intersection, yes. I'll be there at 1 p.m., that's fine. Sure.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's going on?
She says it's important. And she needs to meet me.
What's important?
She really couldn't tell me on the phone. She said the military police brought a warrant for your arrest to your house this morning.
You haven't had breakfast. Come, have some honey.
Oh, you really something.
You've been waiting a long time?
No, it's nothing. I've just been worrying. What's wrong? Did something happen? Huh?
Is it okay if we talk somewhere else?
Yeah, sure. Why not? My car is right there. Come on. Have you had lunch?
Welcome.
Thank you very much.
What would you like?
I'm fine. I'm not hungry at all, really.
Nah, they say you can always have 40 more bites, even when you're full. I think we'll have chicken filet. Two.
What about drinks?
One Coke for me, please.
Me too. When they came to arrest Muhammad today, my mother fell ill. It's really much worse than I thought imaginable, actually. And listen, if they catch him, if anything happens to him at all, my mother will die. I know it. Please, you've got to help him. I couldn't believe it when he told me that he wasn't going back. I wasn't too worried when my father said they were looking for him. I thought he'd come to his senses. But when I saw him at your house yesterday, and when they brought the warrant today, I realized there's no way out of this. I never thought I'd ever be saying this, but I've no choice. I beg you to help him, Mr. Tahir. I really beg you to help him.
But Miss Satya, she...
I know. It's too much to ask for help from someone who's already been to the border and back. I know that you don't believe in running away. But you're not cruel enough to let my mother die of grief like this. I beg you to help him.
But tell me, what can I do to help?
Please, just give him a name. The name and address of the person who took you to the border. Believe me, Muhammad can handle the rest. Just give him the name and the address and he can figure it out from there.
Go ahead, have some salad. What is this?
It's all the gold I've saved since my childhood. I know he'll need money to get out of here.
Please put it in your purse.
No.
I said put it in your purse, please.
No. This is the only thing a sister can do for her brother. Listen, if you help him, I will be indebted to your life forever. If you can't, then give this to him, please. I don't want him to worry about money in the midst of all this trouble. Please. I'm sorry I caused you to lose your appetite. So, will you help him to...
Help him to run away?